Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G. I'm here with Jeff Collins, who is the Executive Director of the American Diabetes Association. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. I'm really excited to learn all about the American Diabetes Association and an upcoming event you guys have.
Yeah, I'm excited. Tour to Cure, back in person for the first time since 2019, coming up on June 11th.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the American Diabetes Association first, just get some background. You guys are a national organization with a local chapter, correct?
Yeah, so we are the moving force behind diabetes work across the country. We have a network of more than 500,000 volunteers, families and caregivers, a huge professional society, and you know, we have offices and regions across the country, and I'm fortunate enough to oversee the upstate New York region, which covers from Buffalo to Albany and everywhere in between.
Wow. Okay. How long has the local chapter been in upstate New York?
Oh, that's a great question. It's been at least, I would say, 31 years. I've only been with the association a couple of years, but the Tour to Cure was actually founded in Buffalo, New York, by a great volunteer 31 years ago. So I know we've been around that long.
That we got some history here.
Yeah, for sure. And there's so many people living with diabetes in the region and the Rochester community specifically. And it's my job, the job of my team and all of our great volunteers to do what we can to have a positive impact on their lives. Because, you know, as an organization, you know, our mission is to prevent and cure diabetes, to improve the lives of all people affected by diabetes, with the end goal of, you know, one day people are going to have a life free of diabetes and its burdens.
That's the
goal. That's what we're going for.
We are talking about diabetes. You guys want to help eradicate diabetes. Let's talk about how diabetes can affect people.
Sure. So first things first, there's two types of diabetes. There's type 1 and type 2. I won't get too far into the science. I'm not a medical professional, but pretty much a type 1 diabetic is an individual whose body does not produce insulin, and a type 2 diabetic is an individual whose body doesn't know what to do with the insulin. So it's producing it, but it's not sure how to break down, you know, the food that we put into our body to process it, which is what we need for energy and to function. And so it comes with a lot of issues potentially. We've seen during COVID an increase in amputations due to complications with diabetes, which is really unfortunate. And there's been a lot of struggle, and people have lost their jobs and health insurance. So their ability to, you know, purchase insulin for themselves has become a struggle. And really manage their diabetes in an isolated period, which, you know, has not only physical impacts, but mental and emotional as well.
100%. And I've read stories of insulin, you know, being extremely expensive. And, you know, if you don't have someone living with you, so, you know, we were talking about isolation, it could be even harder to get out and get that medication you need, pay for it, all of that stuff.
Yeah, and we always encourage people to call our call center if they're having issues with that, and we can connect them with other resources. You know, their first call really should be to their endocrinologist, who can really help them with any situation they're dealing with related to their diabetes. But you're right, it is expensive. And part of the work that we do at the association is to advocate for those living with diabetes. And, you know, we've supported and lobbied for legislation at the federal level that hopefully will pass, that will institute a copay cap for insulin. And I believe it's going to be proposed to either $30 or $35 per month out-of-pocket max. And so we're hopeful that that'll come to fruition.
That's wonderful that you not only are helping fight against the expensiveness of insulin, but you also have a call center to help with resources for people who are struggling with that as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're all about, is providing resources to everyone and their caregivers, their networks, with anything they might need related to diabetes. We have a whole professional platform, which is great, which, you know, endocrinologists, anyone who's part of a diabetes care team, is usually a part of, and it provides them with great updated information and research on what's going on related to diabetes so they can provide better care for their patients. And one of the things that I always really enjoy sharing with people is our Diabetes Food Hub platform, which is a standalone site, and it talks about recipes, ingredients. It's diabetesfoodhub.org, and it provides a lot of great resources because healthy eating and being active are two things that can help you manage your diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2, and it provides some really delicious alternatives for those foods.
That's all. I mean, I might check. I don't have diabetes, but I might check that out just for the delicious recipes.
Yeah, I mean, I use it. It's definitely has helped me eat better. You know, there's a low carb like veggie fried rice bowl, which is really good. It has shrimp in it, and I love that. And it's, you know, it provides, you know, alternatives. So it's not saying you can never eat this if you're a diabetic. You know, it's maybe switch out some ingredients or, you know, eat in moderation, and you know, your endocrinologist can help you walk through all of that.
Definitely. So I would love to touch base about the Tour Day Cure you guys have coming up. You said it's on June 11th. Where is it going to be this year?
So it's returning to the Xerox campus out in Webster. We're super excited. It's been our site for the past few years. It really allows us to send out all of our participants on some really beautiful rides. We have 5 different routes from 12 miles all the way up to 100 miles that pretty much go along the lake through beautiful apple orchards. And we're really excited to be bringing everyone together again for the first time in a couple of years. And this is actually our first in-person tour as one upstate New York event. So we have participants from Buffalo all the way to Albany that will be coming in on June 11th to ride with us in support of those living with diabetes.
Well, that's great. And then you said this is the first time your guys are back in person since 2019, but I read there is still an option to be virtual if people choose to do so, correct?
Yeah, definitely. So people can go to diabetes.org/upstate tour to register. And when you go in and register, there's an option to ride virtually. We know not everyone can make it out that day. They still want to support us, so they can ride wherever they may be. We actually talked to a couple of gentlemen who have conflicting plans, but they're bringing their bikes on their camping trip with them. And they said, you know, they're going to be riding, and they'll be sure to send us some pictures and tag us online.
Oh, that's awesome. It sounds like it's a really accessible event.
Yeah, that's the great thing about having the 5 different route options. 12 miles is, you know, if you have a bike, 12 miles is the equivalent of doing a 5K run. So, you know, most of us can run walk a 5K pretty cold without a lot of training. And so a 12-mile ride is really easy. And there's also going to be some spin bikes on site thanks to Vault Cycle. They're going to be bringing out some spin bikes and, you know, offering up some mini spin classes if you don't have the opportunity to go ride the routes. And, you know, we're always looking for volunteers as well. If people want to support us and those living with diabetes, they can come out and volunteer in a number of different ways.
There's so many options. You can do different miles. You can do a stationary bike. You can ride completely on your own, but still check in.
Yeah, it offers something for everyone. And the ride is it's really like the first half of it. What I'm really looking forward to is everyone coming together afterwards and enjoying each other's company and, you know, talking about the memories they've made that day and, you know, sharing that passion and commitment for the cause. We will have food trucks on site. We're going to have some bands in the afternoon. So we're really excited about it. It's going to be a great day. We have some great amenities set up for some of our teams and top fundraisers. So it's going to be a fantastic day.
And is this year the first year you partner with CVS for this?
Yeah, so we're really excited to have CVS Health as our signature sponsor for this year. They committed to partnering with us as a national organization late last year, and this is a part of a larger relationship to improving the health of individuals across the country. And so locally, how that kind of rolls out for us is they're supporting the Tour to Cure, and so we're excited to be working with them and raising awareness around diabetes and getting people out there to get some exercise and support a great cause.
It sounds like it's going to be a great partnership as well as a great event.
Yeah, they've been fantastic. We're excited to have them on board. You know, they truly understand the impact that diabetes has on Americans and specifically individuals living in New York State. So we're looking forward to making a difference with them.
100%. Earlier, you said that the Tour de Cure started in Buffalo from a volunteer's idea, but how long has it been going on in Rochester?
So I think in Rochester, it started like the very next year. Again, that's before my time, but it's been a great tour here in Rochester from 2017 to 2019. The Rochester Tour was the number one tour in the country, raising over $1 million. And that's because of all the amazing people in the greater Rochester community. And we're excited to get back to that level and to raise even more money so that we can continue to advocate, fund research, and provide more programs and services to everyone.
Definitely. I did read that this was like your largest fundraiser and event you guys have. And it's so cool that like we have our own thing here in Rochester that's just so huge and makes such an impact.
Yeah, we are really fortunate to have such a great community that supported us and put us in the position to make the tour a signature event for us. There's only 10 Tour de Cures across the entire association. So we're really excited to be able to represent upstate New York and Rochester and show everyone how committed we are to finding a cure one day.
100%. I love this. This sounds like it's going to be a great event. So if someone can't make the tour, they don't want to do it virtually, but they still want to help out, how would they go about that?
Yeah, so the best thing to do is visit diabetes.org/upstate tour. Not only is the registration information on there, but there's also a link for volunteering. And if you're interested in getting involved in another way outside the Tour de Cure, we have contact information on there. And feel free to reach out to us. We're always looking for ways that we can get out in the community and serve those living with diabetes and hopefully, you know, prevent diabetes in individuals through education and awareness.
I think that's great. I think, you know, a lot of people feel the need or really the want to volunteer. So it's nice to know that you're always looking for people to help.
Volunteers make the difference. It's true for any nonprofit. And we're so blessed to have a strong planning committee that really is the driving force behind the tour and then amazing board members and, you know, just volunteers out in the community, whether they're providing education, delivering programs for us. We couldn't do what we do without them.
Absolutely. I think volunteers are the most selfless people.
Without a doubt.
Jeff, is there anything else that you'd like to add today?
Really hope that people come out and join us on June 11th in any sort of capacity. We are just super excited to bring everyone together. The community of participants, volunteers, sponsors that we have is just fantastic. And you know, you can really make a difference through the tour, and we hope everyone will come out and take a ride with us on June 11th.
Yes, if you are listening, please come out for the Tour de Cure June 11th at the Xerox campus. It's with the American Diabetes Association, and it sounds like it's going to be an amazing, inspiring event.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate the time, and we can't wait to see everyone.
Jeff, thank you. I'm Marie G. That is Jeff Collins, the Executive Director of the American Diabetes Association, and this is Rochester Speaks.